The betrayal of subject divisions, and why real education is replaced with memorization. Most classes do not exist for the purpose of education. They are created to look like education for the purpose of extracting a paycheck. That there exists a field of biology or astrophysics or astrobiology does not mean such a class should exist in school. These fields should be touched upon by many beautifully fascinating lectures, which would paint an enormous and well-contextualized picture from many perspectives, but should never be targeted directly because separated from what makes those subjects beautiful, they will push students away by being colorless and boring and mechanical and all about memorization. These fraudulent teachers are mimicking the appearance of a teacher, but they are not enhancing your mind. They are coercing you into cramming and memorization so that they can keep the classroom GPA average and just continue getting paid. Those are pretenders, liars, people with warped ideas of reality. They are not well grounded. Be aware of those who are pretending to teach. That is just one of the bad things that they are doing. Be careful. Because state testing borrows heavily from what students can pass, it will be poisoned by classes that largely expect memorization. State testing is not proof that a class is valid. In order for state tests and entrance exams to actually work, they have to be based on existing classes. And if these classes are fake, then the whole setup is worthless. I would say all of your classes are fake, especially if you are still in high school. That is what's really keeping you in doubt. You've never had a real lecture. A semester has never granted you any real superpowers that you can take outside of the school and do something magnificent. You have no reference to what a real classroom should be like. You are stuck in a fake school. And it's not a diploma mill, not exactly. It really is a paycheck mill. It's not about you. It's about all the people that are involved in keeping it operational. There will be some anomalies that you may notice, but they will be tiny. In my school, there was a semi-permanent art exhibit, and someone used color markers so well to paint a scenery or a portrait, I think, that it showed that we were all brilliant somehow. Except this person had the tools to project or transport the initial sketch and the markers to get the colors just right. This class didn't exist in that school. That person was somehow the first. They were proof that there was genius to be had, that there was brilliance to be discovered within and without. But what we had were just fake and ineffective classes. You may also notice unfinished things appearing everywhere. It's hard to spot at first. Like, for example, why should you bother learning how to create a collage when they all come out pretty much looking the same and equally ugly? Like putting lipstick on a pig. Well, a collage is actually the undersketch to a work of art. It helps you arrange a scene, set up the faces and expressions. You use eyes from one magazine and mouth from another, and it looks really stupid. Yes, until you put paper over it and trace out a sketch. You see, you could spend some time searching for slightly larger eyes and slightly smaller mouth, and it would create a really striking appearance. You trace it and you have a sketch, and then you can take the sketch and turn it into a painting or a colorful and breathtaking scene like I saw in my school. A collage is just layout reference for a serious work of art, but teachers don't care enough to actually know that to take you there. They will call the collage a work of art, and it is not, not yet, not when you are still on your way to drawing realistic faces. And by the way, next time your art teacher is giving a speech, look above her empty head. The projector is what you need to begin painting for real. You need a huge canvas, the bigger the better, some selfies of your friends, then you project the selfie on the canvas, trace it out, and really don't disconnect it from the photo. You might want to manipulate the photo to see where the shadows really are, to see what the colors are when you posterize the original photograph, so reduce the colors down to 4 or 6. You get to study the shape, how the shape is nothing like the final finished work of art. So really, the thing that teaches you how to create paintings is the projector and your photo editing program. That's how Vermeer did it. Did you know that he was friends with von Leeuwenhoek, the guy that was creating the lenses for microscopes? Yeah, so Vermeer probably worked with him to create lenses for a projector for camera obscura. Fantastic. And it all stayed a secret all those centuries. Pretty cool. You get similar feelings of disconnections from trigonometry. The lessons just kind of dangle in the air and are disconnected. That one is for your job. Someone somewhere said, "Well, they should all know trig." But, you know, teachers will mess that up. The education as the teachers present it today is actually a perversion of education. It's horribly fake. Trigonometry requires a different approach, not a direct approach. There are two kinds of real classes that will help you spot the fake ones. The first is where the fakers get their ideas from. But try as they may, especially the hip teachers, they are boxed in by stupid subject divisions, by those direct subject divisions like math, physics. That's horribly fake. You need something like searching for life in space that will present many topics across many fields. A class named directly after a field like physics or math is the worst thing that can happen to you in terms of education. Again, lipstick on a pig. To teach mathematics for real, you have to exit the field of mathematics and find a fun reason for it. And there are plenty of fun reasons, but actually there's one more thing, especially in math and physics, and that's the history. So if you begin learning mathematics the way it was invented, from understanding why we need a zero, from understanding the relationships inside triangles, and never actually looking at sine, cosine, but the mechanics that make it work, and understanding what pi is and how beautiful a unit circle is. Holy moly. But really, contextualizing it in something interesting is probably better than just looking at the history, which is already very good. Even the most fun of teachers that are actually trying to get your attention cannot exit the field of mathematics, or the class-wide GPA will take a dive as you fail the cookie-cutter tests and they will get in trouble. But again, mathematics is a field of study. It cannot be a subject in school. You can learn robotics, 3D design, such as creating 3D websites, generative art, which may include squirting water out the back of your car to spell something out as if you were driving a dot matrix printer. But you can't learn math directly. And by the way, robotics is especially interesting. Programming autonomous drones flying, or maybe ones that swim underwater, and maybe even building a rig that responds to their motion and has monitors on the inside, so you'd be stuck in a little airship that moves whenever whatever you launched up is also moving, synchronizing that motion. That would teach you mathematics. It would be a beautiful exploration of the world of mathematics. You would have a deep desire for everything mathematics and physics because you would need it. It would be all grounded in context that makes sense, a reason to know this stuff. And having a reason in context would actually call you back months or years after you finished your project. You would return and build something better or different or help someone understand something. So learning for real actually makes you come back around and learn more and potentially become a teacher. But you can't learn math directly. You can only memorize it. Temporarily memorizing just the formulas, though, is a trick. It's fraud. It looks great on state tests and entrance exams, but a formula void of context or its history is useless because you will never use it. A real class is about entertaining your curiosity. It poses a question so fascinating that you will be exposed to many different fields. And then you will be pulled into one of them. It would seem funny to you to go elsewhere because you have a reason to be moving forward. Your curiosities are entertained, and you are self-directing to the next thing that is calling to you, that you find interesting. So a real class is about some big and very interesting and entertaining question, and it covers many fields. It is not some subject named after a field. That's horrible. It is not a subject. It's like reading a beautiful book, really, with colorful chapters. And as you are enriched by this book at the end, as it changes your life, you want more of whatever it is that has called out to you because you read the book. Just going to a class named after a field of, crap, that's just doesn't work. It can't change your life. It will only force you into memorization. A real school would have a crazy and interesting question over the door to a classroom. It would be something so fascinating that by the time the class was over, you would feel sad, if not downright heartbroken, and your life would be completely changed. In fact, the definition of good art is art that changes lives. Well, that's the same definition for a good or real class or set of lectures. A real lecture, a real class will change your life profoundly, beautifully, meaningfully, colorfully. The world will seem different and you will be better for it. And what actually defines a real school is that there are follow-up lectures. You see, they are ready for you. This will require computers and narrated books and recorded video lectures and tutors. And I think this will always require a teacher, an inspirational speaker. But they will be more like a magician that comes up on the stage and just blows your mind, and not like the person that punishes you for failing to memorize their shit. Some schools will probably do away with teachers and just present tutors, assistants, and graduates to guide the students. You know, it makes sense that the people who completed the class will now have a chance to present it to the younger students. There will be more focused classes that don't just cover multiple fields, but focus on a specific purpose. And one such example is learning programming. And learning it in a useful way, and learning a broadly used language with a bright and open source future. So it's a language that will stay with you, that you're not tricked into learning so that you can later pay a license for using. In contrast to your math class, programming enables you to create an app, or browser extensions, or web applications with monthly subscriptions. You start by learning if statements and loops and all the functions, and you end with publishing something that you can probably make some money from, but it's really something that works on the outside of school, you see? So what makes a class real is that it affects you outside of your educational institution. You know, changes your life. Your math class is like learning multiple things from different places all at once without any specific aim or reason, and it is all gibberish and you don't get anything at the end. You may remember some formula some years down the road, but it will feel more like something that's embarrassing because you get tricked into just knowing this one little thing and it's completely disconnected and it's been horribly useless in your existence. See, when the class is over, you know about loops, but you wouldn't know where to put them. How horrible is that? You're going into a programming class and they're teaching you programming stuff, but you can't use it. This is the point where you are tricked into inventing cramming, right? Because you don't want to ruin the rest of your life with a crappy GPA. You're in a desperate situation, so you're just going to cram. Yeah. You don't actually invent cramming. You are pushed into it. You temporarily memorize all the things about the stupid loops to pass the test, and you will remember some crap for the next test as well. But none of that is useful or real. This is not a real education because you can't do anything real with it, you see? It is hard to spot it at first. Just the loops and some other noisy stuff from multiple languages cannot be integrated together to create an app. You have been learning a kind of programming thing, but it's not a real class because it doesn't result in you being able to program. If you're learning math and you don't know how to use math, then you're being tricked. If you're learning programming and don't know how to create programs, then you're being tricked. You may pass programming or mathematics, but you are neither a programmer nor a mathematician. This is on purpose. This is the fraud. Memorizing all the cherry-picked, disconnected crap is kind of hard, so it feels like you are doing some kind of work. Like maybe if you could put in more effort, it would all come together and make sense. No. It's a good carrot and stick, though. It will convince you that you're just not smart enough to get it all working. Yeah, you see, that doubt really does a number on you. The math class is total garbage. The programming class is total garbage. It doesn't work. Putting more effort into this won't have a better outcome. The people in the back who are putting some extra effort into things, they're actually learning at home. So they're actually receiving a real programming education that is helping them pass the class with a perfect grade, with the perfect GPA. But they're not learning in the class. They have a personal interest in programming. They discovered it at home. They started doing things on their own, and now they're good at it. But they didn't learn anything in the class. They just dominate the bullshit based on what they learned on their own. So you're not less smarter than they are. You just lack a real programming education to dominate the bullshit programming education or math education that you're being spoon-fed in class. But get this. The reason why you are being forced into memorizing disconnected crap that can't work is because memorization is predictable. It is measurable. No one, at least not yet, will accuse the teacher of fraud. They have numbers to show, grades over time, all the tests signed and delivered. Look at my textbook and the progress and the grades fluctuating up and down. It's all real data. I have been teaching. They have proof of work. They did what the principal and the school board expected them to do. The state testing looks awesome. Everything is perfect, except for one thing. Memorization is not education. You haven't been learning for real.